As the historic east wing of the White House is ripped down, outrage is piling up, with preservationists saying they are deeply concerned new construction will overwhelm the White House itself, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton posting, "It's not his house, it's your house, and he's destroying it."
The reader response has been overwhelming. I mean, people are emailing me every 5 minutes. There's something about these images that have really upset people.
The White House communications director is dismissing the worries as pearl clutching by losers, and President Trump has not even blinked.
You probably hear the beautiful sound of construction to the back. You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound. Other people don't like it. I think when I hear that sound, it reminds me of money.
After planting massive flagpoles outside the White House, slathering the Oval Office in gold trim, and paving over the legendary Rose Garden, Trump is relocating the office of the First Lady and more, and demolishing the space to fulfill his longtime dream of installing a vast ballroom. Bigger than a football field, able to hold about 1,000 people, in an architectural rendering, the $200 million add-on looks like something from the French Palace of Versailles, or, as many critics have noted, a salute to Trump's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. Trump's allies seem fine with that, and on Capitol Hill, they echo the president's claim that the cost will be covered by private donors.
It's not even taxpayer money. It's going to be a permanent renovation that'll enhance the White House for all future presidents.